Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! This year should be a special schus for Moshe Yehuda ben Peshadinu Yaakov ben Dina Chasha. Baruch Haba Atzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yedeyem. And also for Rav Pinchas HaMelech ben Bela Frodel. Baruch Haba Atzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yodav. We're going to be learning about the inyan of Chupa b'siyata d'shmaya. Tosis at the beginning of Maseches Ksubis writes, Hadlo katani nosim es habesula. Why does it say besula nises and not nosim es habesula? Just like it says Ha'ish Mekadesh, just like it says Ha'ish Mekadesh, let it say Nosim Tabasula. Answers Tosfos, because the Mishnah wants to be Mekatzer. The Mishnah wants to speak in the shortest, most terse, concise possible way. So it says Besula Nis instead of Nosim is Habesula. Ve'od Ditan Ha'achi Avimina Filu Baal Korchav would have said Nosim is Habesula. You would have said even Baal Korchav, even willy-nilly against her will, you're allowed to marry a woman. So therefore it says Besula Nises, she is married, showing that she has Bechira, not you can take her against her will. Chachma Shlomo explains that if it says Nosim, we can't say Nosim Besula as a Besula, then how can it say Ish Mekadesh? Nosim Besula is Mashim Baal Korcha, so is Ish Mekadesh. So how did it say Ish Mekadesh? So he answers that it says in the Reisha that a woman is only nikneis midaita, aisha nikneis shol shorachim, it's midaita, like the Gemara in Kedushin says. So there you're not going to make a mistake, but here where she was already miskadeshes, meritzona, you would think she could be married baal korcha against her will, kamash malanik. So explain the Maram Shif. But we have to understand that Lechora, Erisin and Nesuim are two separate chaloisim, two separate chaluyot, two separate halachic changes. So, in her status. So who cares that she was already miskadeshes? The chalos Nesuim is a separate chalos. And for a chalos Nesuim, you need her das. So what's the hamamin of a chal that you could do it against her because you already did the kedushin with her agreement? Seder Gededer, that's Kedushin, but Nisun's a different chalois. You should need her das. So what's the Havimin? You don't need her das for the Nisun. The Shita Mekubetis on Tosfos explains the Havimin that she could be married, even Baal Korcha, differently. That the Havimin is that the Rotzen that she had B'Shas Kedushin will be effective also Linyan is suing. The habamini the miskatcha biritzona, the tinase baal korcha came with the Quran itzkatcha biritzona. Once she already had will the first time, so this ratzon works for the second time. According to the Chachma Shlomo Pshat is that she was already miskadeshes meritzona, so now you would think she could be miskadeshes baal korcha. Shita Mekubetzis says, and then we ask on the Chachma Shlomo, they're two separate chaliyos, so what does one have to do with the other? Just because she had a ratzin for Gedushin, what does it do for Nisuin? Shittim Gubetsa says that a ratzin for Gedushin is effective also for ratzin for Nisuin. That also has to be understood. What does one have to do with the other? The different chalos? We see in the Gemara in Kedushin and of Hamad Aleph that L'kuli Alma Erisin is an inyan of Kinyan, and Nisuin Ayideh Chupa is an inyan shel Gemar. Like Rav Huna says, Chupa kone mikal v'chomer, ma ketzev sheino goymer, kone, Chupa shegomeres, eino din shetikne. So you see that there's an inyan here of kesef being not the gemar, being a kinyan, and Chupa is the gemar, Erisin is the kinyan, and as soon as Chupa is the gemar, ubipshuto, Nisuin is the Gemar and the Kinyan of the Erisin. But if that's true, that Nisuin is the Gemar Kinyan of the Erisin, it emerges then that Erisin isn't a Kinyan Gamor. And if Erisin is not a Kinyan Gamor, how does one get killed? Capital punishment for having beer with her, which she's not an Eshiz Gemura. And also Mechitesi, that Kedush is not a Kinyan Gamor. It all says in the first parak of Kedushin, Dalet Amud Aleph, that Erisin is an inyan of a Yitzia, just not a Yitzia Gemura from her father, because she hasn't yet gone to the Chuppah. V'lo dami haitzi laitzi, osim nafkula mir shusodin legamre bainom. But halacha regarding Kedushin, akati michsira mesira l'chuppah. In other words, a Yitzia from her father, but it's lacking mesira l'chuppah. This also has to be understood, that in the Havamina, that they haven't yet been mitarets, that like Abaya Forest Nidarm, she goes out of her father's Rishus, already by Erisin, because in Aram Urasa, her father and her husband are made for Nidarea, but now where we're holding, Erisin, there's no Yitzia at all. So how can the Gemara say in the Havamina that there's a Yitzia? Just it's lacking Mesira L'chup. It's Mashman in the Havamina that there's no Yitzia at all. What's the Yitzia for? So Agon HaGadol, Rabbi Abba Berman, they used to call him Einstein. Because Einstein was, I don't want to say almost as smart as him, but let's just say, when Einstein was in the secular world, Rabbi Abba Berman was in our world. Even though I think Rabbi Abba Berman was a lot smarter, Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. So he says that in the first shiur on Maseches Ksubis, in the Shiur Yuna Talmud, as follows. That the Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, that before Matan Torah, a man would meet a woman on the streets. He's walking the Shuk, he's walking Machane Yehuda, he's walking down Fifth Avenue in Central Park West, and he sees a beautiful woman, Sanua. She's standing under a tree, she's davening Mincha. He waits for her to finish, and if she wants and he wants, he says, "Would you like to come home?" And she says, "Sure." And he brings her home, and they're married. That's it. They do what they do, the Rambam says, and they're married. So that's the way marriage was in the old days. You meet her, you like her, she likes you, bring her home, you're married. No shatchanim, no resumes, no shatchanes geld, no engagement parties, no vorts. No $125,000 weddings with $15,000 worth of flowers. No 19-piece bands. None of that. You like her? You ask her if she's willing to come home, live with you, be your wife? She agrees. You don't need Eidim. You don't have Sera. You don't need an hour and a half chuppah with everybody marching down the aisle. The bubbies, the zaydis, the uncles, the aunts, the bridesmaids, the groomsmaids. No. He meets her in the shuk. They both want it. Go home. She's his wife. Once the Torah was given, Zagdar Rambam came and shinned the Torah. Now the Jews were commanded that if a man wants to take a woman, marry her, he has to be kind to her first in front of Adam. And then she's his wife. So everybody asks in this Rambam, everybody in their Aunt Bertha asks in this Rambam, why are you telling us what was before Matan Torah? That's only Nogeda B'nai Noach and not to Yisrael. You want to talk about B'nai Noach? Uvizreden, B'nai Noach Reid. So, put in Hilchos Melachim. What's it doing here in Hilchos Ishus? So you see from here, L'chora, the Rambam is telling us that the same Ishus that we had before Matan Torah, we also have after Matan Torah. He's telling us a din for us. Because before Matan Torah, there was Ishus by bringing her home and then being bowler. After Matan Torah, Nisuan has the same minion of Ishus. But you have to first do a Kenyan Erisin. That's the Rambam writes. Shemir Tzayish Lisa Isha. He wants to marry her. Yiknos Atchil Fneidim. First make a Kenyan. In other words, Nisuan, stage 2, has the same minion of Ishus of the Fnei Matan Torah. But first he has to be Koner Atchil Kenyan Erisin. And therefore the Rambam writes this in Uchas Ishus to tell us the same gather that they had back then, they also have now. So Kenyan Erisin is a Kenyan in Ishus, and Nisuan is the Chalos Ishus Atzma. So according to this, we can understand the Gemara in Kedushin that Erisin is considered a Yitzia. Since it's a Kedushin, the Kenyan like Abba Ishus, Kedushin and Erisin, the same thing. Memela, the Kenyan has to make immediately the Chalos Ishus. Why isn't it Chal immediately? Because we're lacking the Matzav. Today they call it Yesha Matzav. So here the Matzav is a Matzav of Nisuan. We're lacking the matzah of Nisuin, so it's not Zelo Gamul. But it's still a Kenyan. And when he makes the nisuin, it's going to be ishus legamre. But still, by the kinyan, there's already yitzia mirshus avia. Just lacking michsura mesira lechuba, like the Gemara says. We also understand the Gemara in Kedusha now that erusin is a kinyan assumes the gemar. Because it assumes the gemar in the ishus. Because the ishus that was included in the erusin is completed. So the final kinyan is taka erusin. So the whole kinyan's a done deal by erusin. The only thing is that there's no complete ishus until the nisuin. And that's why we understand if somebody has beer with her after erusin chas shalom chmal islam, chay misa, she's an eshis gemura. Because she was already nignes. And now we can also understand the havamin of the marashal, maram shif. The havamin was that the nisuin would be effective in bal karcha, since she was already mikudeshes. Since I had a kiddushin, he has a kinyan legabe ishus shel nisuin. So she's knuya la legabe zegufa to do nisuin. And make the end and complete the ishus. So since he's bailim on the nisuin, you only need his das and not her das. That's a havamina. Because he was koner a kiddushin in order to do the nisuin. So memela, it's all you need. You don't need her das anymore. You just need her das for the original kinyan. And this includes that Vaikter now he's going to be able to do Nisuin whether she likes it or not, because she already agreed to the Kedushin. And that encompasses what's going to happen later. Hamashma, no, you also need her das for Nisuin. And we also understand the Svar of the Shita Mekubetzes, that the Ratzin of Kedushin will help for Nisuin. Because what makes the Chalos Ishus B'Shas and Nisuin is the Kedushin the Meikara. And this is not the Kedushin that was Ratzin, so maybe this Ratzin is also Chal Nisuin. So based on what we explained until now, we understand that Chup is the Gemar, in other words, the Gemar Ishus. When the Gemara talks about the Chup being the Gemar, it's the Gemar Ishus. We should add, Medach Tzileg in a Volt, as they say in Portuguese, that Chup is also a Gemar in the Kinyan. But he says, Yevamos, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav, Yevamos, 45b, Halokeach Eved Menoveh Kochav Mekadam Betov L'Hashem Ben Choyrim, Kana Atzmo Ben Choyrim. The person buys an Eved from an Akum, and then he's Tovel L'Hashem, being a Ben Choyrim, he's Kana himself as Ben Choyrim. Why? Because Oveh Kochav Mzokta Gemara Gufalo Kani Lei, Oveh Kochav wasn't kind of the other Eved, this Eved. So whatever he owned, he's able to be makne to the Jew. And since Kadam Tovel Hashem Ben Chorin, since he was called in Tovel, in order to be a free man, Afke L'Shiabude, he was Mafkia, he removed, he broke the Shiabude, his Shibud. Now it was before Tvila, Yisrael had a kinyan only L'maisa Yadav, and he didn't have a kinyan Aguf. Before the Tefillah, the Yisrael had a kinyan for Maisi Adayim, not a kinyan Aguf. Why didn't he have a kinyan Aguf? Because the Goy we brought it from didn't have a kinyan Aguf. Tur Yeredeh, Reis Samach Zayin. That idea of Tefillah, the Yisrael is a kinyan Aguf. When he's Tovel Hashem Abdus. So frak the Imre Moshe and Simon Chof Beis, Os Teh, Ches, Vites. Where do we find that Tefillah is a Kinyan? Tefillah is Geirus. So what's pshat that he's kind of Kinyan Agufa Ide Tefillah? That before the Tefillah, he only had a Kinyan Lamaisi Yod, but now he's a Kinyan Agufa the Tefillah. If he's Tovel to be an Eved, not to be a Ben Choron. What's the pshat? So there are two types of Kinyan. One's a Kinyan Stam, a general Kinyan. And then you don't need a Kinyan for every detail. Because it's his Stam. Memeli has all the details. And there's also a Kenyan Prati, a Kenyan Mesuyim, the pratechel or the kama pratechel go in kinyan deka leperis. And according to this, when a goy is kona a goy, the kinyan is a kinyan stam. He wasn't kona from maisi yada, which is the kinyan prati, stam to be his eved. And that an akum only has maisi yada and not kinyan aguf is because there is a kosuf. Mehem tiknu we dash in yevamis v'loim konim zemizeh. So a goy can't be calling another goy a kinyan aguf. But when he's calling a kinyan stam, not a kinyan from maisi yadayim. He's calling him a kinyan stam, and therefore with that kinyan stam, he gets maisi yadayim, because we have xeris hakosif that stops him from being calling a kinyan aguf. However, when he sells him to the Yisrael, what he bought, he's selling kinyan stam. And since be Yisrael shayach that he should have a kinyan aguf, mitzad parshas eved kenayni. So mitzad kinyan stam, he should have a kinyan aguf now, because the kinyan stam is munach licked in dam that he's kon everything. Just if he hasn't yet been toivel, there's an ikuv of the kinyan aguf mitzad chisar and tvila. But he's not shayach to have a kinyan aguf shall eved kenayni without tvila's geirus. But since he's toivel, you remove the yikuv, the impediment, and then the din is restored, and mitzad a kinyan stam, he has a kinyan aguf. That reactivates the original kinyan aguf that the Yisrael had when he was kohen in the first place. So according to this, we have two inyanim. Number one is the etzem akinyan, number two is the toitzos that he has of the kinyan. The gabe etzem akinyan, Yisrael and a goy are equal, they both have a kinyan stam. But like Abay Totsos HaKinyan, it's Mischalik. By an Akum, the Totsos of the Kinyan Aguf don't apply. Mixeris HaKosuv. Loim Konim Zemizeh. So he's Konim Stam, but there's an impediment of the outcome of the Totsos of the Kinyan Aguf, because Mixeris HaKosuv is that they're Eloim Konim Zemizeh. Uli Yisrael She'eni Uguf. A Jew doesn't have this equal vein konim zemizeh. He also has the totzos of kinyan aguf. So when he's konim, he's also konim kinyan aguf. We just have this impediment of tvila, and then it's chal. But originally when he's konim kinyan aguf with the totzos. He just waits around for the tvila. So according to this, we can say, and therefore when the goy is tovel in the meantime, before he's tovel l'shem geres, he's tovel for l'shem cheres. So now he's gone. The kinyan aguf is never chal. So based on this, we can say that Aldein is suin. There's a gemar in the kinyan erusin. In other words, in the totzos of the kinyan before in the suin, there's a kinyan, the kinyan ishus. That he's marrying her, that he can do ishus. But after in the suin, even though the etzem a kinyan, the same kinyan he had before, but now he has the totzos. He has ishus mamish. Not just a kinyan, linyan, ishus, that he can take this a step further, but this is the ishus, this is the totzah. Now the ishus is chal. And that's pshat in the Gemara, Kedushin Yeramid Beis, Hocha shir b'kinyana, before chuppah is a shir in the kinyan. Dakadi michsura mesir l'chuppah, Dr. Ashi. There's no Masir L'Chuppah with regard to Yerusha and Tumah. In other words, that is, until she has, if she hasn't yet gone into the Chuppah, Yeshiva B'Kinyan. There's a lacking in the Kinyan. That's why it says Shir B'Kinyana. The Chaser Adayna Totsol Shel HaKinyan. The Ishus Mamish is Chaser. He's not chal until the nesuin. So the gemar in this kinyan ishus happens when there's nesuin. Because this is the totzah of the kinyan, the ishus mamish. And it's mavur lehedya like this in the Tosfos Rit. Ksubis Alagilin ab memchesam at aleph loim b'shusav ulo'olam b'shusav at shtichnos l'chupa perish l'shem nisuin v'mi bas Yisrael mor rasa l'koin en ocheles petrum at the kinyan kaspo gomor be'inan. She's never Rosh Hashanah Friday until she goes in the chuppah. It was a shame to suin. And if she's a Bas Yom Rosh Hashanah, she doesn't need a truma because you need a complete kinyan kaspo. So you need chuppah. So we see by nisuin she becomes kinyan kaspo gamor. And that's lahedja kidvarenu. That nisuin is the gemar and the kinyan erusin. That makes the kinyan kaspo gamor. Noch ein Wort for dessert. The Rambam, Ruchs Melachim, Perakhas, Loch Gimel writes, Ein Eish Sifas Torah Muteresel B'Shas HaShivya. She'en Avritza B'Shivya Bein Besula Bein Bula Bein Eish Sish She'en Ishus La'akum. That an Eish Sifas Torah is only Muter B'Shas HaShivya. At the time of captivity. Because it says, Ritza B'Shivya. Now, who is this? Who is this? Eishes Sifas Torah. She's both a Basula and a Ba'ula. Could be a Basula. She could be a Ba'ula. She could be an Eishes Ish. Why? Because Ein Ishus La'akum. Ain Ishus La'akum. It's very difficult to understand. Take an Eishes Ish for an Eishes Vas Torah. Akum Abal Eishes Chaveru Akum Chay Misa. One guy takes his friend, his wife, and he sleeps with her. He's Chay Misa, V'Davak Misha V'Lo Eishes Chaveru. Like the Rambam writes later on in Malachim Perak Tes Eilchus Malachim Perak Tes Lachay. So there is Ishus La'akum. So what's Pshat? You could say maybe he doesn't have Ishus like Yisrael, but the Rambam doesn't say, the Rambam says Ein Ishus La'akum. And we also prove in the Rambam that a Jew has the same Ishus as an Akum, just we have to make a Kenyan first, and the guy doesn't. So what's Pshat? Akum does have Ishus shel Yisrael. In a certain perspective, from a certain perspective. Based on what we said, the Rambam is very good. Because even though a Yisrael and Akum have the same Ishus, but it's Mischalik. The Lagabi Yisrael, the Ishus is Mikoyach Kenyan Kedushin Kemedimei Kara, like we said. And since this Kenyan is a Chalais Ishtanus Bechevtsa, so she becomes an Isha by the Kenyan Lechevtsa Shel Eishes Ish. There's a shinui in the fact that she's Niknes originally. And now she becomes his complete wife. She becomes a chevtz of an Eishes Ish. Hashem came ba'akum. That the Ishus that he has is just through the matzav of Ishus. And Mela, she's not a chevtz of Eishes Ish. All he has an inyan of Ishus in his wife. But that doesn't change who she is. That's shot in the Rambam. She ain't Ishus La'akum. She's not a chevtz of Ishus. And therefore the parish of a rise of Eishes Ish doesn't apply. Because that's totally be'etzam ishi chevtz shel Ishus. As far as the Isser, one is definitely not asleep with one's goyish friend's wife. Because there is Ishus between her and her husband. And one's not allowed to break that up. But she doesn't change into a chevtz of an Eishes Ish. Because there's no real kinyan. Hashem came to Yisrael with its first a kinyan. Erusin, and then it's completed by the kinyan Nisuin. She's changed to a chevtz of Eishes Ish. And therefore the parish of Arayas of Eishes Ish applies. But not by an akum. And therefore, Eishes Sifas Toar can be an Eishes Ish. No one can ask that it's an inyan of Ishus between her and her husband. How does that permit her? So obviously the answer is how is she permitted as an Eishes Sifas Torah? Obviously the answer is in order to be an Eishes Sifas Torah, it's not enough to be just having Ishus with your husband. You have to be a Chevtz of Eishes Ish. That's That's what puts her in the parasha of Arayas. And this woman is not a chevta v'neishas ish. So that's a very lamdish chiluk that would require more explanation and more understanding. But Baruch Hashem, we've gained a lot of explanations and a lot of understanding in this year. Siyata Dishmaya. We give ourselves a bracha that we should be zocha lilmod l'lamed lishmor v'lasos l'kamz kol v'samtos v'yahava main v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.